Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Happy Monday. Let's get to it real quick, friends. Share this morning, and you know the suppression and the censorship illegally going on with our websites. You know that we had 800,000 unique visitors the first year we put our site up, and then the first month, and then the second month it went up to higher than that, and then the third month it was tipping on 1 million unique visitors, and then all of a sudden Google pulled us from their search. And this last week I highlighted, saying that to say this, last week I highlighted Muslims acting upon the killing infidels, and I put a bunch of videos together. So I put the videos together, and then I shared it with about 100 people online today, okay? So with that, interestingly enough, I just had a friend of mine that had posted that they pulled his content. And I'm just kind of curious to know, if we have a border issue, when we have an issue with illegal immigrants in America, why would Facebook be barring the information that I'm trying to share with you concerning the crimes of those that are here illegally in the first place, if it isn't purposed? Folks, this is a part of what they call conspiracy. Like it or not, it's exactly what it is. Read Jeremiah 11:9. But I posted these warnings concerning Muslim infiltration, illegal immigration into America. Facebook, after I wrote my article, pulled the content, so the content's not going to be restored to my friends that open that content. Ask yourself the question why that is. Matter of fact, what I want to do is, because you just heard it during the break, is right before the show here, concerning about how they want to build more wall to stop the illegal immigration. Wait a second, I thought that's what Donald Trump was going to do. No, we know from our friends on the southern border, namely in Arizona, that were eyewitnessing over 2,000 illegals come into America on a daily basis, where they were being bussed in, if not by the Department of Homeland Security, keep that in check as to why they were put in place in the first place, friends. And we also know that the illegals were being housed by the Catholic Charities and the Lutheran Social Services, as well as Salvation Army on the border. So the church is selling its own people out. That is because the American people have sold out their God. They're reaping what they sow. Read Luke 22, verse 48. Now, going fast forward, we know that under Donald Trump, he promised to build that wall, as we all know this. Okay, we've heard this 1,000 times, the wall, the wall, the wall. It's going to be so easy. And how it went from $4 billion to $25 billion. And then once he became the president, he sent in his little Judas, Paul Ryan, to go ahead and tell the American people that you're going to pay for it, but Mexico is going to pay you back, only to find out that after Donald Trump leaves office, we find out that not one inch of brand new wall was ever constructed. We do know that 100 miles of wall was refurbished. It was reconstructed, but not one inch of new wall was ever constructed under Donald Trump. I don't know where the American people are getting their information from as to continuously listen to the lies that the mainstream media is continuously highlighting and throwing at them on a 24/7 basis, as if to suggest that's how you make America great again, by lying to the people that you promised to represent in magnifying the laws. No, that's not what they're doing. They're doing the exact opposite, friends. What I want you to catch wind of is this. So if you look at the fiscal year, let me just give you 2023 really quick. The U.S. Border Patrol criminal non-citizens, they call them. Non-citizens, not illegals. They want you to believe they're undocumented or they're non-citizens. And these are the arrests. In 2023 alone, 10,810 non-citizens, as they call them, have been arrested. Illegals. Okay. Now, keep in mind, a lot of them have been caught and then released again and again and again and again. Many of the crimes that are being committed against the American people today, friends, are by illegal immigrants that have been deported 20 different times, literally. And yet they keep finding themselves back on American soil. And why is that? Because there's no consequence for the crimes that are being committed. That's for the American people to teach them at this point. Okay? Because we see on a federal government and on the state level, friends, they're not enforcing the law. They're tearing down the law and they're alluring these people in. We've covered that 1,000 times on what they call a welfare system, which is unconstitutional. Okay? So they're telling us that they've got 10,810 non-citizen arrests, illegal arrests, just in 2023. In 2022, it was 12,028. In 21, there was 10,763 illegals that were arrested in America. Now, if I go to, in specificity concerning their crimes, you have the assault, battery, domestic violence. 2023 alone, illegals have committed 924 reported transgressions of American law. Okay, burglary, robbery, larceny, theft, fraud, 644 that have been reported. Drinking under the influence, this is the crimes of the illegals in America, 1,749. Now just consider the 12,000 people that are slaughtered, innocent people that are slaughtered on the American streets every year because Americans alone don't understand what no means. Okay. We go to homicide and manslaughter. We know of, in 2023, 24 murders committed by illegals. That's what's been reported. Illegal drug possession, trafficking, 1,560. This is in the fiscal year 2023. These are crimes committed by the illegals. This is brand new information. Illegal entry and then to re-enter, 6,214. Illegals have been arrested, only to be released again back into the population of America. Americans, are you figuring out what's going on here yet? Your federal government, in many ways, is committing the act of treason against you on the orders of their masters. That's a fact. Okay. Then we have illegal weapon possession, transport, and trafficking, 232. This is in fiscal year 2023 alone. Sexual offenses committed by illegals, 225 that we know of in 2023. And then other offenses, whatever that is, friends, 2,370 crimes committed by illegals. Folks, I can tell you right now, it's much, 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 much higher than what's being reported. And this is the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Okay? Now, I know there's a lot of cool guys over there, but they would probably look at these stats, too, and say this is all baloney. This is minimized, friends, because they don't want you to react to the threat that's being committed against you and your families on a 24/7 basis. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you want to check us out online, please go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. I want to get over to this. I'm starting to sound like Bill Gates, aren't I? I just got so much information I want to dump on you. So the last segment, towards the end of it, I was highlighting the crimes being committed by illegals in America. And that's happening because of the crimes being committed against you by your said representatives who are tearing down the law and giving your country over to foreigners, which is the hand of God through judgment, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Now, as I went through all those, I don't want to say chronologically because it wasn't chronologically. It was just line upon line as to how they gave us the crimes that are being committed by illegals. And we know that they minimize them because they don't want you to be alarmed as to what's going on concerning the illegals. We're seeing it in the state of Minnesota. And how could it be otherwise when we see the said governor, who was not elected in by the people, and the state attorney general, who was not elected by the people, he's hated very much here in the state of Minnesota, named Keith Ellison. It's interesting. They want 200 to 300% more Muslims in particular. You want to talk about stereotyping the Minnesotans? The white people in Minnesota and the black people in Minnesota, look what the government's doing. And then if you stand against their crimes, they want to say you're stereotyping. No, we're not stereotyping. They are. And so are you. And you're accusing us of what you're guilty of, and we're not going to stand down on this. Period. Okay? What comes to my aid right now is the accuser of the brethren, 12:10 of Revelation. Read it when you get a moment. Okay, so now going fast forward. Look at this, friends. Elfin News, they do a fantastic job here in the state of Minnesota. What is it? Illegal migrants encounters surge roughly 36%. Now pay attention as to where this is happening. Not on the southern border. I've told you over and over again, don't just pay attention to the southern border. That's where they want your attention. This is happening at the northern border. Northern border authorities have recorded record surges in illegal immigration in recent years. Okay? Don't get caught up into the fact that, friends, it's just coming from the south. It's not. Whatever the mainstream media and politicians say to you, 9 times out of 10, you can look the other direction because that's what they're doing through sleight of hand, okay? And consider the source, John 8:44, Ephesians 4:14, when you get a moment. Read those scriptures, friends, as they come up. But again, I want you to see this. And if you're not able to see this, I'm telling you right now, alphanews.org just highlighted illegals and migrants encounters surge roughly 36% at the northern border. They're alluring them in to your country. Your country is being handed off to your sworn enemies. Okay? Next point. Wanted to highlight what was going on in Maui. More information coming out, friends. Isn't it interesting? There's even, outside of the fact that the homeowners in Maui and their security home security systems were actually catching flashes, and ear and eyewitnesses were saying it was like a bomb going off, energy weapons, friends. There's videos coming out showing you how the government is doing this with the actual footage of them doing this. Well, what was also interesting is we found out that FEMA was brought in right away, and they're there to control the investigation. We were told that the people in Maui were cut off from outside sources of those that were trying to supply them much-needed goods to survive what was going on. We highlighted the fact that in Maui, even individuals that were fighting off the fires that were started there with their own particular house hose, with their own water, the government shut it off. They shut off their own water. Again, you can't make this up, friends, and I don't know for the life of me what the American people need to see before they actually stand up and deal with those that are accountable concerning the crimes here. Last week, I'd highlighted a video of a guy that does a fantastic job of showing people that actually believe the mainstream media's narrative as how lunatic they really truly are. And how many times the narratives are changed over and over and over again, yet they continuously sit down and just give way to it. They succumb to the lying narratives by the media and the politicians. And this isn't just in Maui, friends. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because this is what I wanted to show you. And I can't pull it up, and I want to tell you why I can't pull it up. Because this outlet actually censored the information. Again, just like us, what they're doing to us. They're censoring our information. Why would they censor information, friends, that actually highlights the fact that in Maui alone, Maui Emergency Chief, who defended decision to not activate warning sirens. Okay, so that's what I wanted to play. I wanted to play you the video as to why he didn't activate the warning sirens. For the life of you Americans, ask yourself the question why he would not activate the sirens. Look at this. Social media platforms, YouTube pulled the page. They said it was a private video now. Well, why wasn't it private a couple days ago? How come they don't want that information out, friends? How come they don't want the information out, which shows you the said self-proclaimed elites, none of their homes were even singed by a flame? How come the mainstream media is not telling you that the governor wants to basically blame these fires for climate change and then suppress the information that the day before these fires allegedly started because of climate change, they noticed that chemtrails were dropping like never before? It was reported the day before. Do you want me to keep going here, friends? This is ridiculous. It has all the earmarks of another false flag. Do you want to know about the information as to how they want to do a land grab? And the governor of the state is now trying to figure out how he can actually bring that land in Maui to the control of the state? Is anybody paying attention? I hope so. I truly hope so, Americans, because you can rest assured this is going to happen again. Bradley, that is just so crazily conspiratorial. I know. You didn't really go there, did you? No, I know you didn't. Because all of my conspiracy theories, I need new ones because they've all come true, and you know that they've all come true. Oh, what did Adolf Hitler say? He said it's a good thing for people in power that the people don't think. Yeah, there it is. Anybody ever notice this? You hear a lot about the Simpsons. For those that didn't know, I'm from Minnesota. That started on the back page of a paper called City Pages. And it wasn't called The Simpsons. Let me tell you what it was called. It was called The Life in Hell. You want me to say that again? It wasn't called The Simpsons. It started out on the back page of a filthy magazine called The City Pages, which is no more in Minnesota. And it was called The Life in Hell. You know how they talk about Roosevelt made the statement that there's nothing in politics that happens that's not first planned? You guys all know that quote, right? And I'm not saying that they have control over the things of the Lord, because all things belong to the Lord. And the earth is the fullness thereof. This is his footstool. Heaven is his throne. Okay, he is the governor of all nations. No, it's not the devil's world. It's the Lord's world. Okay, and nothing happens without his just permission, period. Okay, no such thing as luck. But I do want to say this, friends. Isn't it absolutely amazing how The Simpsons, going back to The Simpsons, has continuously predicted years before, some cases 15 years before, things that actually took place? Now, you tell me how conspiratorial, not theory, but how conspiratorial things really are. I want you to check this out. This is Simpsons predictions, and it's about a minute long, and it started in 2002, actually prophesying the spirit of the world. In other words, let me say it this way. It was all pre-scripted. Donald Trump becoming the president of the United States of America. Also keep in mind, Oprah Winfrey, she's now being exposed as a trafficker. I don't know if you're aware of this. So is Tom Hanks' son, is now coming out and telling the world that his dad is a trafficker for the elites. Well, Winfrey's right along with that. There's a reason they are where they're at, friends. But I want to say this. Remember when Oprah Winfrey teed up Donald Trump's presidency concerning the last cycle? Remember how she teed it up for him, just putting suggestive questions to him. Would you ever consider becoming the United States president, so on and so forth? And then, voila, out of nowhere, here he comes. And everybody laughed about it, then he's put into the place of power. Remember what Albert Pike rightly said. He was a Mason, friends. He was a devil who's now in hell where he belongs. He said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. I'm going to come back on the other side of this break. I've seen it coming up on us. And I'm going to play prediction after prediction of The Simpsons and how right on they have been concerning the things that have unfolded. Don't tell me it's not pre-scripted, and don't tell me it's not conspiratorial. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Tropical Storm Hillary rainfall totals have been tallied, and it was a significant amount of precipitation for some areas. Riverside Public Information Officer Shane Reichert says flooding is an issue.
Well, when they're talking about that nearly 12 inches of rain at Mount San Jacinto, that all drains into that Coachella Valley where Palm Springs and Thousand Palms is. So what you're seeing is the runoff from those mountain communities.
Mount San Jacinto above Palm Springs received 11.6 inches of rain, while Upper Mission Creek had 13.5 inches. The number of people missing in Lahaina is now believed to be closer to 850. That's according to a new FBI vetted list. The number was recently believed to be as high as 2,000. Former President Donald Trump has confirmed he won't participate in the upcoming Republican presidential primary debates or others. The public knows who I am and what a successful presidency I had, Trump wrote on his social media site. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Do you guys all remember this?
Last year, criticizing U.S. foreign policy. What would you do differently, Donald?
I'd make our allies. Forget about the enemies. The enemies you can't talk to so easily. I'd make our allies pay their fair share. We're a debtor nation. Something is going to happen over the next number of years with this country because you can't keep going on losing $200 billion, and yet we let Japan come in and dump everything right into our markets and everything. It's not free trade. If you ever go to Japan right now and try to sell something, forget about it, Albert. Just forget about it. It's almost impossible. They don't have laws against it. They just make it impossible. They come over here, they sell their cars, their VCRs, they knock the hell out of our companies. And hey, I have tremendous respect for the Japanese people. I mean, you can respect somebody.
Okay, so they put him in a favorable light, just like I said they did, and they've done it on television for 30 years, Donald Trump. And I'm making a point here because I'm going to show you a video of how the Simpsons actually predicted that he would be the president back in 2002. There's like 30-some-odd predictions that the Simpsons actually forecasted, which shows you that it's pre-scripted content, the things that have come to pass, okay? But also keep in mind, while going back to this, what I was just highlighting, Oprah was teeing him up for the presidency back in 1988, okay? There's no question about it. And they put him in a favorable light. No question about it. He's always been put in a favorable light. TV, movies, remember Home Alone? He was in Home Alone. The list goes on where the city shuts down the ice skating rink. He comes in and he saves the ice skating rinks. They just constantly kept putting him up in the media again as a favorable candidate for the presidency of the United States of America. Who wouldn't want him, right? He's black. He's white. That's how he deals with things. He's very successful financially. Nobody knows where his money came from outside of the fact that his dad gave it to him. We don't want to talk about that, all the worshipers of Donald Trump. But the fact of the matter is he is where he is because he's compromised who we are as a people. That's why he's been put in a favorable light in the face of the American people. And I'm saying that again because he's sitting here talking about all of what's going on in this particular part in 1988 on Oprah's show. Isn't it interesting? One of his first acts that he committed as the president of the United States of America, listen to me carefully. The first bill Donald Trump signs was an omnibus bill. Breitbart reported what? The first legislative act was a budget-busting $1.3 trillion spending bill. Okay, the bill also financed countries that are avowed enemies of America. But how did they sell that first legislative act under Donald Trump to the American people, the guy that's going to make America great again? Donald said that it was signed for national security while funding avowed enemies to America. Of course, he didn't talk about funding avowed enemies to America, but what he did say is, I signed it because of national security. Now, as I continuously highlight the fact what they say and what they do are two different stories, do consider that $12 million of that omnibus bill that Donald Trump signed went to scholarships for the Lebanese. $20 million went for Middle East Partnership Initiative scholarship programs. $12 million of it went to military funding, not for Americans, but for Vietnamese. $3.5 million was nutrition assistance to Laos. Okay, $15 million in development assistance to China. $10 million of that secure, you know, again, I just want to make clear that it was sold to you as for national security. This money went not to America as we know it for making America great again. It went to many of our avowed enemies, okay? $1 million for the Western organization, Metrological organization, $218 million to promote democracy in Europe. I'm not making it up. $10 million for disadvantaged Egyptian students. This is coming from Breitbart. $1.37 billion for contributions to international organizations. $51 million to promote international family planning, Planned Parenthoods in other countries. They called it reproductive health. Has nothing to do with health. It has everything to do with murder. Read Exodus 20:13. Thou shalt not murder, the Lord said. And it tells us in Proverbs 6:17 that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Okay? $7 million in promoting international conservation. $10 million for United Nations environmental programs. $5 million for Vietnam and educational foundation grants. The list goes on. The list goes on. This was his first legislative act. I just wanted to highlight that because what I started thinking of is, wait a second, I remember when Oprah actually teed him up. And that was in 1988. Now, what I'm going to highlight here for you is just a minute of videos of The Simpsons forecasting Donald Trump being the president of the United States of America. Now, if you're not on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, I'm telling you, you have to get this link because these are the kind of things I want you to see, which only reaffirms the reason as to why we continuously highlight this information, Luke 12:2. Because it's important that you understand that much of what takes place is all forecasted. It's pre-scripted, as Roosevelt said. There's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. Now, if you're on social media platforms, I can only hope that you can see what I'm about ready to share with you. Okay? It shows a picture in 2002 on The Simpsons of Donald Trump on the right, an Arabian dude in the middle, probably an oil tycoon, and then some individual on the left. Well, in 2017, it's exactly the picture that was taken of all three of them from that of 2002 to 2017. So there's a 15-year gap in between these happenings. Don't tell me this guy's predicting it, because he's not. Okay? Another church burning down. 2016, Trump again. Another Springfield police station being burnt down. Then it's burnt down. It's showing the actual picture. And this, is the Simpsons predictions. The death of Queen Elizabeth in 2022. Let's go ahead and put a pause on that just to show you how they've been predicting these things to happen. Okay? I want to go back to Queen Elizabeth. She was a devil, by the way, to the core. But the Simpsons predicted in 2014 the death of Queen Elizabeth in 2022. Okay, this is one of 30 predictions made by the Simpsons. This is all pre-planned, pre-scripted garbage, and the American people need to open their eyes as to what, in fact, is happening here. It's all pre-planned. Again, let's go back to the video here. This is the Queen Elizabeth, 2014 on the Simpsons, and then it shows Queen Elizabeth dead in 2022. And sure enough, 2007 again, Donald Trump, and then they have Greta Thunberg or whatever her name is behind them. And then it has a picture of, I mean, so many different happenings, friends. They're forecasting what they're doing to the people is what they're doing. And I'll show you this in just a moment here on social media platforms. But it's pretty eerie stuff that they're actually getting away with it, friends. And now they're pulling the masks off of politicians, showing them that they're reptilians. I'm not going there, but I am sharing with you as to what the screen is playing right now. And it's what I always resort to, friends, that these people are just, they're playing a dangerous game, and the American people are allowing them to play that dangerous game. And that's what probably bothers me more than anything when it comes to what's going on here. I'm going to go over, since we're on live radio here, and go to predictions by the Simpsons. I had it earlier, and there was 30-some different predictions that they made. So you can see it for yourself. Yep, here it is. 31, forgive me. So if you go to the Hollywood Reporter, which I would trust them as far as I could throw them as well, but they are just showing you what, in fact, I'm highlighting right now. They're only confirming the information I'm giving you. The Simpsons, 31 times the Fox comedy successfully predicted the future. Okay? And then it gives you a list of all of their predictions. Okay? The presidency of Donald Trump. Okay? Going down. Predicted in 2015, again, Donald Trump. It has a picture of, I guess the guy's name's Bart Simpson. I mean, I don't have any time for this garbage. It is, again, folks, starting out as in Minneapolis on City pages called The Life in Hell. That's exactly what they're trying to create. They're just devils is really what they are incarnate. But we have them predicting in 2015 another 2024 Trump sign that he'll become the president in 2024. Well, you can see the direction they're trying to drive this right now. Disney buys 20th Century Fox. They predicted that 19 years ago. That happened. The Simpsons eat up Martha. I don't know what that's all about. Lisa on Ice. That came about. Then we have arrest predictions way ahead of its actual happenings. FIFA, corruption scandal and World Cup results. That came to pass. Miss Burns, Casino, Gunther, and Ernest. And folks, what they'll do is in many cases use different names, but the factual information is what comes out with the actual individuals that they were highlighting as to how they were going to pre-plan what was going on here. So, again, I just want you to see for yourselves that much of this stuff is all predicted. The Simpsons predicted Lady Gaga's Super Bowl performance years ago. That was in 2017. I'm just highlighting more here. Homer Simpson discovers the Higgs boson particle, the Wizard of Evergreen Terrace. That came to pass. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty creepy, too, that, again, they're doing this right in the face of the people. Then they have Jagdish Bhagwati, finally wins the Nobel Peace Prize. Again, it just goes on and on. And I'm not trying to belabor this, friends, but I just want you to see that they would want you to believe that this is all a conspiracy theory when, in fact, nope, it's all been categorized and saved online for you to see the games that these people are playing with the American people. You can even go back to September 11th, friends. Oh, my goodness. It gets pretty crazy. It really does. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. One more segment. We're going to get to the main topic 100 years from now in just one moment. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, and I don't mean to say I don't know why I'm saying today. No, and I have not been listening to Bill Gates. Forgive me. And I'm not parroting that loser, that criminal. I just did it again. Maybe I did. I don't know. You want to call in? Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about 100 years from now. And I was going up and down on my pages, and I wanted to talk about something substantive today. I don't like shallow topics. I've shared with you over and over again how tired I get of getting on the radio and just telling you that you're responsible for the crimes that are being committed by your government. And it starts in the church. That is where, in fact, it starts, at the responsibility of the church to be that moral compass of society. I've also given you quotes by forefathers of old who had told us every country deserves the government that it has. Yep, that's true. I think about our forefathers and how they must be rolling over in their graves today. And what they did, fighting, bleeding, and dying, giving us the things that we have today. And what is it, or should I say, and what it is that the American people haven't done to preserve the freedoms that were given unto them on the altar of sacrifice. That is a lack of gratitude. I don't want that to be my legacy. How about you? I want my legacy to be what the Lord wanted my legacy to be. What it was predestined to be. What he called it to be. As a matter of fact, this guy that you're listening to right now often goes back and says, Lord, I want other giftings that others left off so I can pick up and fulfill what they failed to do. I want to be more pleasing to you. And I know I can't do that because Christ is the one that's pleasing, but I want more of the righteousness of Christ in a greater degree to be more effective for his glory. That's what I'm saying. I understand we cannot add to or take away. I totally understand that. Believe me, I think we can all understand that. If you understand that there's no such thing as free will, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. God, whatever God wills, folks, and he gives us the power to do, that's what we're going to get done. And nothing more, nothing less. And on the other hand, there's others that haven't responded to that call. And that falls to them, and that goes back to what I originally asked. What is it that you want to leave when it comes to your legacy? We only have one opportunity here. And I'm sure you've all seen the picture of the headstone, and it says, so-and-so was born on so-and-so, and then he died on so-and-so, right? And then the dash is in the center. The question that needs to be begged for all of us is, what are we doing with that dash in between now concerning the time that we were born and the time that we're going to be out of here? Because the Lord knows all that. That's going to be our legacy. And I want to make it count. I want to be free of excuses. I want to be free of sin because we've been washed in the immaculate blood of Jesus Christ, Revelation 1:5. I want to be all pleasing to him. And the only place that I'm going to be all pleasing to him is when I am in Christ. Right? 1 John 3:6, read it when you get a moment. When I was scrolling, one of my friends put this up, and it said, have you ever thought about this? In 100 years, like in, let's say, 21, 23, we'll all be buried with our relatives and friends. Strangers will live in our homes we fought so hard to build, and they will own everything we have today. All of our possessions will be unknown and unborn, including the car we spent a fortune on, and will probably be scrapped during that time, preferably in the hands of an unknown collector. Our descendants will hardly know who we were, nor will they remember us. How many of us know our grandfather's father? Food for thought. After we die, we will be remembered for a few more years. Then we are just a portrait on someone's bookshelf. I was just at an antique store yesterday. I seen that firsthand. And a few years later, we're going to be history. You know, the Bible says that we're to redeem the times, for the days are evil, in the book of Ephesians. The Word of God tells us that life is but a vapor. I'm saying this to the bad guys and to the good guys. Because we're all going to stand before the Lord on Judgment Day. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Revelation 21, verse 8. Hebrews 9:27. We're all going to stand there. Every knee is going to bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I want to do it with a humble heart. I want to do it with a real heart. I want to do it with a genuine heart. And knowing that I fulfilled what it is that he called me to do. How about you? What's your legacy? Well, I did my best. No. We don't want you to do your best. We want the Lord to do his best through us. And he's already done that. And then he turns and looks at us and says, all the promises in Christ Jesus, my son, are yea and amen. Take me at my word. Call unto me and I'll answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. He's the one that said he would answer exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Oh my goodness, friends. There's no place in the word to limit the Holy One of Israel. We can't limit him. Read Malachi 2:2. I want to go on here. So our portraits will be on someone's bookshelf, and a few years later, we're going to be history. Photos and deeds disappear in history's oblivion. We won't even be memories. If we paused one day to analyze these questions, perhaps we would understand how ignorant and weak the dreams to achieve it all truly are. If we could only think about this, surely our approaches, our thoughts would change. We would be different people. I think of Jonathan Edwards and his resolves that he wrote about. He was the one that was responsible for writing Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. We always want to have more. No time for what's really valuable in this life. We set aside for what is valuable, for what is not available, or valuable, I'm sorry. Now, folks, are we going to live our lives where we, on our deathbeds, if we get that far, are we going to say, I'd change all this to live and enjoy the walks that I've never taken? All the hugs that I didn't take when I had the time to do it, all the kisses that I should have given to my children, am I doing what really matters? Are we going to look back and say, I wish I would have when I had the time to do it, or are we going to do it now and press towards the high call that's in Jesus Christ? That's for us to do. That's for us to respond to. And that's between us and the Lord, first and foremost, all by ourselves, because nobody is going to do it for us, nor do I want anybody to do it for us. When I think of our forefathers, isn't it interesting that on this show, you continuously hear of the fruit of our forefathers? You live in it, Americans. You live in the land of the free because of the brave. Is that going to be your legacy? We read throughout the books of the Bible, all 66 of them, what the patriarchs did on our behalf when they endured the trials and the tribulations that they might enter into the kingdom of heaven, and giving us a piece of the promise that God promised to them for their posterity, us, 250 years later. We continuously highlight the John Adams, the Thomas Jeffersons, the Washingtons, the Roger Shermans, the Robert Livingston, and we praise all of those guys, for anybody that knows what they're talking about, we praise all of those guys for their sacrifice in giving us what we have today. We're talking about those guys 250 years later. What are they going to talk about when you're gone? It's the same thing for any man that really makes a difference. We talk about those men, and going back to the Word of God, we talk about, you know, we talk about Adam, we talk about Noah, we talk about all the patriarchs of the faith, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Aaron, the list goes on all the way to the end of the book. We talk about what they did. But all of those promises are given unto us as well. In doing what? Giving us an example to follow in the faith of those that gone before us. They walked by faith too, friends, not by sight. They trusted God with their whole hearts, and they leaned not to their own understanding. And in all of their ways they acknowledged Him. And He what? Directed their paths. Did He do that? Yes, He did. And what He did for them, He'll do it for us as well. So I got a question for you. 100 years from now, is anybody going to remember you? Not that that's the objective. Are you so selfless today that everybody's going to remember you because of what you did on the altar of sacrifice for them? I hope so. I truly hope so. Hey, folks, I want to say this as a word of encouragement to somebody right now. You need to quit living your life where you're worried about what the enemy's doing, and your enemies need to start worrying about how you're living your life. That is real faith. Because to those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, they understand what the Lord said when He said it to Abraham and to his children, when He said that He would be the shield of their salvation. And in the midst of it all, there was the Lord. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. And I want you to contemplate, friends, what is the world going to think of you and your legacy 100 years from now? Talk to you tomorrow.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.